Trace me. So everybody knows Fred? Nobody? Fine. So if you don't know me, ask Fred, he will tell you about me. So well, I working for MySQL team from 2011 officially, okay? So before I just, it was for fun, and I was working in Sun Microsystem Benchmark Center, so it was pretty interesting working with any kind of benchmark and so on. Investigation on performance in MySQL, we'll try to scale it, and it was not so easy, of course, but at some point, so MySQL acquired, Sun acquired MySQL, sorry. And so in the previous talks, there is one MySQL version which is missing, and I don't know if you recall this, there was version MySQL 5.4. In fact, after 2008, Sun worked closely with MySQL team to improve performance. And announced from MySQL 5.4 for in 2009. For the first time, we published benchmark results. So normally, Sun would not allow it to change in the DB code, but they were strong both, they changed it, and we showed to Oracle that we have better performance than Oracle database. Unfortunately, so it was presented during MySQL conference, and Oracle made the notes and the acquiring Sun. So, and then all teams working together, and then it was, well, now you see what we have. Well, there are many other also details. I'll skip it, but if you want to know, we have a long history here. So today's talk will be about practical stuff. So this practical stuff came, well, if you want to hate somebody, you need to hate Amazon, because it's all about this. So Oracle should do cloud as well, because otherwise, okay, they see all the money going to Amazon, and MySQL team delivering product, and has nothing, just use everybody, and thank you, MySQL, for Amazon. So we started to do also real stuff, and well, all this problem, well, not problem of MySQL team. Who cares about memory allocation? You know, when I discuss it, live example, booking guys. So when they discuss it with them, do you have out of memory killer? Oh, yes. Do you know why? Oh, no. How you manage this? We just have many replicas. So it died, it restarting, another replica starting, and that's all. People did not care. In our case, you know, when we deliver something, it's our product, so we need to understand what's going on. In many cases, the problem was not ours. For example, you cannot imagine, but antivirus on your system can just eat 16 gigs, will kill everything, and disappear, and just sit on your MySQL server, is not more here. So memory profiling was one of the main problem, and then CPU profiling came as well. If we're looking back in history, so today we'll 30 years from MySQL, we can speak a lot about history. You see the first malloc library was just not empty safe, not multi-threaded safe. So that, when it became empty safe, doesn't mean it will scale. It was just global lock, so every time thread allocating, so you're waiting for the same mutex, and it's not scaling. So the first one which I recall was Hoard library, which was scaling. And how people discover this? You know, well, you develop code, most of code was implemented in the past and C. And when you manage your malloc allocation, okay, you can live with this. Each thread will allocate, I don't know, big enough memory and you're fine. And then we pay attention to not get too much contention on this. Once people started to move to C++, every time you create new variable, you have a malloc. It's a malloc and malloc and malloc, and everything you have a find, and you don't have control. So all these new libraries came in game. Gmalloc was most popular on Linux. You have others on other system. I today prefer tcmalloc, and I will explain you why. So when we deployed the first system and started analyze why it cannot survive during 1 week, It was just because of this. So we have a loop on simple test workload. So we know there is no memory leak on MySQL, nothing. But you have memory fragmentation coming from glibc malloc. So your memory just growing, 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 and just you finish in swap, and then you die. Or in worst case, there is no more memory, and everything is frozen. You cannot boot the system. If you reset, then you don't know what to do. So in fact, this was first to discover. Even it works well today. So it's more designed now with multi-thread. So there is no performance competition. The problem is memory fragmentation. Comparing to TC malloc, you see, so it's, I tested explicitly two different versions of TC malloc just to understand with old version, everything is fine, like with new one, it's fine. But libc malloc is like this. Before, for performance reason, and I'm mainly working on performance, you know, so gmalloc is more efficient for performance. But for memory allocation, so it will free, you don't have this memory fragmentation like with glibc malloc. It will free your memory, okay? But you may have these spikes. Because for performance, you would not pay attention. Let's allocate memory as much as we want. And you have this spike, and you just kill your instance. So if you do test and don't care, it's fine. In production, it's not possible. So the good point is, in MySQL today, so we have performance schema, which was pushed yet in MySQL 5.5. It was horrible with horrible overhead on the past, and then big optimization work was done around, and we introduced memory allocation instrumentation. So you have memory instrumentation, which will give you exactly what happens inside. It's working fine, so overhead was very big on the beginning, but then not. But again, you cannot go until every malloc, right? So it can be too costly. So especially most of the code today is C++ in MySQL. So you cannot trace any allocation. So today it's really rare to see that we have memory leak. It can be higher probability to have it in plugin on something like this. But still it may happen. So when we started to deploy first cloud instance, it was surprise after surprise, because you may have some specific cloud plugin which will never use it and will be used only one given customer, and this given customer has a problem. So the good point was that TC malloc has memory profiler itself, and you can use it, and you can profile our memory to very deep details. How it works. All you need is just to set heap profile environment variable. So you start MySQL server with LD preload for TC malloc. And then as soon you start, it's starting bombarding with dumps. So the dumps are generated automatically. So you have a few options I will show you. Then you can manage which frequency you want to have. And you can see it directly with pprof, so it's dedicated tool made by Google. So it's always coming for Google perf tools. And you can get it in text, and you can get it in PDF. In PDF, it's amazing because you really can follow your memory allocation from every function. And in fact, you can understand what you're doing with your code. Because people sometimes, they have different impression. I should not do it, but it do, because another function will call in this one, another here, and then at the end you come into another place. So the only problem is then if you did not put it on the start, you cannot get anything. So you need to restart MySQL, and you need to have a reproducible case, because you know what happens generally in production. Oh, my memory is growing. Why? Let's restart and we'll see. When you restart, the problem is gone. You cannot reproduce. So if only if you have a reproducible case, you can debug it. So well, limited utilization for this. And again, the main point, and well, I'm jumping a little bit ahead, overhead is very huge. So you cannot run production logics.
Is it possible to use GDB to actually enable the heap profile on running server without restarting it? Or does it not work?
So look, next slide is a more smart way. So in fact, TC malloc has API. So you can start it, okay, and call API just to start and stop profiling on demand, okay? So it's much more simple, well, in theory, you see. So in fact, just calling API. So we got many discussions, should we add it in the MySQL code or probably not or whatever. So should we compile with TC malloc or not, and so on. And well, this discussion was going on and back and so forth. So in fact, every time we needed to use TC malloc profile, they said, oh, let's do it. And then when it's fine, so people just busy with something else. And I just discussed it, well, it was a few months before FOSDEM, I discussed it with Fred, you know, shit. I don't know why people, anytime we have a new problem, we will be in big trouble and we still don't have the solution. They told me we need to use component, and Fred has I don't know how many slides about component, how to develop it. Well, if you do it all the time, it's easy. When you look at first time, you say, what? You have impression, read Chinese, I don't know. So, but it's market easy. So Fred told me, you really need it? Do you have some specification? I already have a page with API, you know, explaining it. In the evening, he called me, you can try it. I compile it, I cannot believe. So, in fact, you don't need to compile with TC malloc, so your component can be loaded, installed at any time that you want. So all you need to just to deploy a gperf tool on your MySQL host, and this variable you need to set up. So first, preload TC malloc library from where you want, and then we have two variables. Allocated interval, so by default it's 1 gig, I put it to 0, and in use interval also it's 100 megs, I also put it on 0. Why? In fact, allocation. So you may, in your code, you may allocate and free memory all the time, right? I trace it MySQL code with dtrace. You cannot imagine how many millions per second we do malloc. And this is keeping in mind that we already have memroot library, which will already cache some data. So it's not every time when we need 10 bytes of memory, we'll call malloc. It's already reused. And any in this case, it's many, many millions per second, okay? So 1 gig you allocate and free, it will be probably every 2 seconds. So you just bombard it with dumps, which for you probably not make no interest because there is no leak. And the same if you increase in memory in 100 megs, so you will have a new dump. Well, it may increase, decrease, and so on. Well, I don't care. I want to see if there's already some big increase, and then I'm interested. The good point here, you see, is you can automate this stuff. You can monitor from other tools, system tools, for example, and see if your memory is growing on MySQL. You just involve this. Your component may be already installed. You just involve the dump. So profiling and dump, and you get your information. So Fred also added another one from gmalloc, if he wants. Well, I prefer TC malloc because on gmalloc, so you have these jumps on memory location, so well. It's interesting for, well, if you have free time to check, but we don't have too much now. So just a few lines how it works. So we have links. Fred already wrote detailed documentation about every steps. I just put practical steps here. So install component as you want. So install, uninstall, you install or uninstall it in. So we have several components. So you have generic component profiler, which managing all the stuff, global variables, and so on. And then you have dedicated profiler memory. So from select from MySQL component, you can see everything related to your component. If you have global variables and status variables related to profiling. So when you do profiler clean up, it will clear all your dumps. So you have clean state. you can start and stop a memory profiler, call it dump if you want. So I discussed it with Fred from, you know, when you tested it practically, so you see then it's better than you have already dump on start, always dump on stop in case you forgot about. Because overhead may be pretty high. So in the start, we added also additional options. You can start with parameter, stop it in 20 seconds, for example, and give a dump. Because probably when you start, you don't have hand anymore. So your MySQL client will not work and you will have no way to stop it. Anything may happen, right? So we are about security here. And here's a test case. So we preload tsmalloc library, set in heap allocation variables, starting server. So well, this is a script I've based on benchmark kit. So you will have a link at the end. So we just pre-warm. We use buffer pool size of 32 gigs. So it will be pre-warmed, and then we play in with data which are small. It will be only 20 gigs. But it will allocate memory because we use ordered range. So we have group by inside, order, and so on. And at the end, we want to have a report. So the test load is coming from 32, whatever users, finish it by 4,000. Just 4,000 to see, okay, we will allocate a lot of memory, and then it will go down. Okay, and as you can see, we start in just for 60 seconds, profiler, to be sure then it will always stop it and we don't need to have intervention. What happens next? So the first graph is just to show you, okay, it's three loops of the test, connections going to 4,000, fine. Now what happens to memory? So you see, memory allocation in Linux is something. So it's, I don't know, it can be one day dedicated talk, and at the end you will not know the truth, because as many experts you have in Linux kernel, as many opinions you will have. So you have virtual size, which is virtual expectation. You have real size, RSS. So in virtual, swap allocation is based also on this. So you can see then, okay, we allocated how much? 8 gigs. From the start of the test, and then we don't free some part, but it will go up and down and so on. So in real allocation, we allocate less, and then it will vary about 1.5 gigs, something like this. So well, because some memory will be used or they allocated and never free by MySQL code, some will be free, some use it by some caching and so on. Now, from performance schema, we can see what is allocated. So you can see the green line. This is performance schema allocation. So in fact, you need to keep in mind, performance schema has some memory dedicated for each connection. So we arrive at 4,000, okay, it's 1 gig, 250 megs, will be always allocated till the restart. The main point I want to mention here, you can see them. Before to go into 4,000 from 2,000, it's going from 750 to 1, so it's 500 megs here, okay? So just one jump, 500 megs. We will see how it's reported from tsmalloc.